9:02, the Johnny Rock Show. Right on time. Celebrity chef Eric Ashapong. Look at this. The new culinary poker game, Wild Card Kitchen, on the Food Network. You had me at the poker game. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Johnny Rock, I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. This is, you know, I'm of a certain age. I remember as a kid, The Galloping Gourmet, Julia Childs, all those shows my mom would watch. And here we are just a couple of short years later, a couple of years later. And boy, you guys, you come up with all kinds of crazy things around cooking. Tell us about Wild Card Kitchen.
You know what, Johnny Rock, very similar to you. I grew up on Julia Child as well. And when I was much younger watching it, but I never would imagine a show like this kind of spawning from that genius that was Julia Child. Wild Card Kitchen is a little bit wackier than your typical standard there. But we're playing culinary poker, and you know, rather than the numbers and the spades and the clubs and the diamonds, we have community cards. So there's a dish card, there's a time card, and there's an ingredient card. So we can really cook anything between peanut butter in 20 minutes, and you have to make a fish and chips dish, and it can be as wacky as that, or it can be street cart wings and black garlic, you know what I mean? So in time and stuff like that. So there's so much different like scenarios and gameplays that can happen. But chefs are coming in the late night of the Food Network kitchen after everything is closed down, and they're betting their own cash. It's $5,000 that they have to bid in, and it's pretty fun. It's super competitive. It's fun to watch. The judging is super legit, and these chefs are creating some amazing meals.
I'll reintroduce you, celebrity chef Eric Ashapong. Look at this, Wild Card Kitchen. It's on the Food Network, and 8 p.m. Central Tuesdays. I do have to ask, you know, I have a friend for years. I grew up with him, and he went to Paris, France, and went to culinary school. And he came back with a degree. And this guy must have worked for maybe a year and said, not for me. Why do you think that some people think they can do it and then they don't? They don't want to do it after they get in the reality of that kitchen. What do you think?
Man, one of my favorite quotes is from Mike Tyson. He says, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And I think the reality of the kitchen is that punch in the mouth, so to speak, right? Like, it's intense. It's long hours. It's repetitive. You're doing the same thing every single day. It's kind of sadistic. it's a lot of torture that you're putting on your body, to be honest. But I think really at the end of the day, it's the passion that you have, and also like the people you're working with as well. You know, having the right camaraderie when you're working with the same people for hours in and hours out. You want to make sure that you actually enjoy their time and vice versa. So there's so many different things, I think, that can really conjure up in somebody's mind to either stay or leave. And I got to tell you, I've been there as well, being, you know, should I be here, should I not? So it's a difficult profession, but if you do love it and it's something that, like, you think about morning, noon, and night, then, you know, these are occupational hazards, so to speak, you know what I mean? Just things that come with the territory when you're working in a high-pressure environment.
I had no idea Mike Tyson was a chef, but hey, living, I love your quote. oh, man. Well, Eric Ashapong, check it out, Wild Card Kitchen on the Food Network. Have a great long weekend, and come on back to the Johnny Rock Show anytime. Okay, Eric?
Johnny Rock, appreciate you, Brad. Thank you so much.